When will I turn away from you? When will I, oh Allah, become good?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back in our silsila. As you may know, that in this silsila we are trying to highlight and focus on some of the major sins that have been mentioned in the hadith, in the Quran, and by the scholars. And why is it important to understand and learn about these major sins? Is because if a person makes a habit of committing these major sins, then my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we can destroy our iman. So it's very, very important that we understand and we know and we educate ourselves and other people as well as to what these major sins are. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've discussed some of the very, very important and maybe common things that people are doing nowadays in the communities, in the homes, some of the major sins that we've already discussed about. And all these other sins like riyakari, proudness, and all these, you know, things that people commit every single day in and day out. And we need to be aware of these sins because, you know, so many people, they think that if someone is lying, then that's not a major sin. Yeah, that is a major sin, and we've discussed about this major sin as well. And in this silsila, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are trying to focus on these sins and try to educate ourselves. And then, my dear Islam brothers, make the intention as well to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is to pass this knowledge on to other people as well. Whatever we learn today, we should try to pass it on to other people so that they can save themselves as well from committing these major sins. Now, it doesn't mean that we learn about major sins and that's what we need to take care of, that we don't commit these major sins. We need to save ourselves from every little minor sin as well. Because a person who thinks that he is committing a little minor sin, it doesn't really matter, then my dear Islam brothers, then that is very, very dangerous. Because from the scholars we've learned that a person who commits a sin thinking to himself that this is just a minor sin, then that could be the biggest sin or the heaviest sin on the weighing scale on the day of judgment. So that's why it's very important that we keep ourselves away from every minor sin as well. And at the end of the day, we are all humans, we all make mistakes, we all commit sins, but Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers, once we have this knowledge of what a major sin and what a minor sin is, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we can try to save ourselves as well. And today again inshallah, we're going to discuss a few major sins that have been mentioned. And before we start that inshallah, let's go through the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amiri al-Sunnat Shaykh al-Tariqat, the leader and founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. In one of his bayans, he's mentioned a beautiful blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said that whoever recites durood upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive 10 of his sins, Allah will elevate 10 of his stages, and Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him with 10 good deeds. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. We're going to start off with a major sin, showing of favors, ihsan jatana. Yani we do something for someone, and then we want to show off, we want to tell other people as to what good we have done or what favors we have done upon this person. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says inside the Holy Quran, O believers, do not void your charity by showing and by harassment. Yani Allah Ta'ala has clearly stated in the Quran that we should not be showing off our favors. Whatever good we have done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, it should be for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Abu Zurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he would say that every time when I do something good, I try to forget that. Why? Because if I've done it for the sake of Allah, I will be rewarded on the day of judgment. And he says that whenever I remember a sin, I always repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And let's look in our community. Let's look in our own selves. You know, forget pointing towards other people, what so-and-so is doing, what someone else is doing. Just look at yourself and see what you are doing wrong as well. And I look at myself and we all look at each other. Yani, in every hour, ourselves. Now we look at ourselves and we see, you know, am I trapped in this sin as well? If we are trapped in this sin, or if we ever, you know, grabs hold of someone and reminded him of the favor that I've done to him, then we should repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Maybe, my dear Islam brothers, we've done that good deed for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then the shaitan, because obviously we know that the shaitan is our open enemy. We know that the shaitan does not want us to do anything good. And if someone succeeds in doing something good, the shaitan will make sure that he destroys that good deed. And how that good deed will be destroyed is that the shaitan, he will make you to show off all the favors that we have done on someone. And in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Allah azza wa jal will not talk or look with mercy or even clean three types of people. Allah will not pure them, cleanse them on the day of judgment. And Allah Ta'ala will punish these three types of people. Number one is the one who hangs his trousers with pride. Yeah, he hangs his trousers with pride. He's dragging his trousers on the ground with pride. There's prideness. The intention of prideness will be in his heart. Number two is the one who shows off his favors. Ihsan jatana. And number three, the one who swears a false oath to sell his products. So the second person that we've learned about is that the one who shows off his favors. Yeah, he makes sure, you know, whatever good he does, he'll remind people of the favors that he has done. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that Allah ta'ala will not accept the fara'is of three types of people. Number one, the one who shows off his favors. Number two, the one who disrespects his parents. And number three is the one who denies taqdeer, the one who denies fate. That's another major sin we'll be talking about later on. But this person, three types of people, we've already discussed about those people who disrespect their parents. We've already talked about them. Now this type of a person, the first one, is the one who shows off his favors. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, we've learnt about this major sin, and maybe if we did not know that this is a major sin, now we've learnt about it, we know something about this major sin, and now what we need to do is that for example, if a person is ill, he'll go to a doctor, you know, he wants to see a doctor, the doctor will prescribe him medicine, and he will take that medicine to get better. Now, first of all, we had this sin, we had this disease in ourselves that we were committing this major sin. Now we've known about this major sin, what do? Is we try to keep away from it now as well. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, I pray that me and everyone inshallah Azza wa Jal tries to keep away from this major sin. The next major sin that I want to talk about is the major sin of denying fate, taqdeer. Taqdeer, there are people out there who are denying taqdeer. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says inside the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 49. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, we have indeed created all things by a proper measure. This is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one day Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa salam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Iman? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the six articles of Iman, that to believe in Allah, to believe in the angels, to believe in the books, to believe in the prophets of Allah, to believe in the life after death, and then also to believe in taqdeer. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, he mentions that the one who disrespects his parents, who drinks alcohol, who denies taqdeer, will not enter paradise. And it's very important, my dear Islam brothers, that we go through these major sins And we teach these to our children as well, so that they can learn and they can save their iman as well. And remember, this is the duty of the father. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. O believers, save yourself and your family from the fire of hell, whose fuel shall be humans and stones. So as a father figure, I should be worried about myself. I should be worried about my family, because I will be asked about them. I will be judged on the day of judgment. I will be asked about, you know, did I do my job properly? Have I fulfilled the duty that I was given? So every person, no Muslim is without a duty. You know, if we are married, then obviously we've got the duty of our family. If you are not married, that doesn't mean that I am free. As a Muslim, every person, you know, we are all ambassadors of Islam. We are all ambassadors. People will look at us, they will judge you. They will look at you and they will judge accordingly what Islam is about. And how sad, my dear Islam brothers, that people look at me and they will judge Islam accordingly. You know, they will judge Islam. People will think, you know, if this person is bad, you know, how bad will their religion be? And we know at this moment of time, you know, how much, you know, negativity about Islam, how much negativity there is out there. Alhamdulillah, our Islam, our religion is the most beautiful thing. You know, Alhamdulillah, it's been given to us. It is a just religion. It's a religion of peace. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we know that. And many, many people out there, Alhamdulillah, they are knowing. They know that. But because of a few people, my dear Islamic brothers, our beautiful religion has been given a bad name. It's been tarnished. And we need to bring this, that beauty of Islam, back to the world again. We need to be looking at the Sahaba-i-Kiram. How beautiful the Sahaba-i-Kiram would act upon Islam. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, that about the Sahaba-i-Kiram, that the love they had, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, that is the love they had for one another. Look, what about ourselves? You know, is there love between the father and the son? Is there love between the mother and the daughter? Is there true relationship, true friendship between our friends? You know, we need to answer these questions. But my dear Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah, this is where Dawat Islami comes. This is where Madani Channel comes. In our homes, there should be Madani Channel. In our lives, we should be acting upon. And Alhamdulillah, keep yourself joined with Dawat Islami. Attach yourself. Don't be looking at Dawat Islami from a distance. There's a lot of things that we can gain, but we need to come closer. Come closer, look at Dawat Islami, a non-political movement that is spreading the message of Quran and Sunnah throughout more than, Alhamdulillah, 190 countries throughout the whole world. So my dear Islam brothers, come into Dawat Islami. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, save your iman, save the iman of your family and friends. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us true understanding of the Islam, of our beautiful religion Islam. Until next time, when we will discuss more major sins, my dear Islam brothers, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
When will I come away from you? Yeah.